Good morning, gang. I did not know that I preached this morning, but I am always happy to be with Christian and praise the Lord together. As the brother said, we were in Harding University for the French workshop in September. And I will to tell you, we were very encouraged to see people, all missionary, and children of old missionary who passed away. And I realized in 50 years how the church can reach all the countries in the world. One country is or the gospel is not preached in New Caledonia. New Caledonia, we must cross Australia and New Zealand, and it's some island. And my son went there two times, and he said, Papa, many people are interested by the word of God. And he said, I return and come with me for two weeks, and people need to preach. You know, people need in New Caledonia, but people need everywhere. Just before we left Belgium, we spoke with the refugees. They are Muslim. And because them, I opened their books. It's a Quran. And in their books, I was amazing to see something some passages of their books follow the same teaching of the Bible, not of the Quran, but some passages. And in a passage concerning Jesus, I see that their story said one angel come to Mary, and he said to Mary that God will send his son. And it's amazing because in their history, they present Jesus without sin. And what it's amazing that in another passage, Mahomet confesses that he has more sin. He's a sinner. But who is the bigger? Jesus, the pure, they said, Jesus is the pure, no sin, or Mahomet, who has much sin. And it's a way for to see that the Muslim people, that Jesus is important, and Jesus is a prophet, bigger Mahomet. And there are a way to present the gospel to the people, but in their religious in Islam don't speak about Jesus. But if you look the Quran, you can find passages for to show the Muslim that Jesus is important. Jesus is the savior. And there are Muslim people in Belgium, but there are many Catholic people. Suzanne and I were Catholic before our conversion. And where the first missionary came and invited me to the Church of Christ, I said, you are kind, but I am not Protestant, because at that time we consider the Church of Christ are the Protestant movement. But the missionary come a second time and third time, and he invite our family to go to the church. And finally we said, oh, this man is so kind, we will go to the Church of Christ, but just one time for him. And I remember again, my father, my mother, and I walk until the center of town and enter to the church. And I look on the left, on the right, and I was astonished. No statue, no pictures. Like if you enter in the Catholic building in church, you will see many statues. And my family and I were sedan and hear the lesson. For the first time, I heard and I see what the Bible say. For the first time, I receive a Bible in my hand, and it was precious that we receive a book, because in the Catholic Church we need to pay for all. If it's a wedding and a funeral, if you go there are always a collect. If you at that time, if you Sudan in a certain city, you pay also, and but in the Church of Christ they are the collect the Sunday, and also we receive the truth, the word of God. It is precious for me, and you know we, my family and I, we were there for the first time, but at this moment we start to be faithful in the church. Faithful, we were there every Wednesday night, every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, and we were so happy. But around us, the neighbors, the family don't agree that we became a member of the Church of Christ. And between the years 50 to 60, 65, 70, it was very difficult for to go to the church. The first time we went to the church, the building where situated, it's a small hall. And beside the church, it was a dancing. And when we entered to the hall, the places, we had to cross the people in the street who drink and who sing for dancing. We were a few people, but we discover how it's precious to have in our hands the word of God. And I would like to tell you how I become a preacher in 1960. I was a worker in that time, and about 6 o'clock in the evening, I come back my home, and I see a preacher from Paris. He was with my mother, and I say, "Oh, hello, brother. Why you come in Verviers?" And he said, "I come because for invite you to come in Paris and learn the word of God. 10 brothers become your teacher. And if you agree, come for 2 years in Paris." At that time, my mom was a widow, and I say, I don't know if I can to go in Paris, and my mother, who is a widow in Verviers, but I went in Paris. And in Paris, about 12 missionaires, American missionaires, for 2 years, gave some courses about the Bible, the history, one course of the canon and a manuscript, and it's a strong program. But after 2 years, I come back again in Verviers, and I become a worker, not a preacher. In some place, I was invited to go as preacher. But I work again until 1970, and at that time, I received an invitation. One missionary American returned in his home, and he asked me, "Would you like to come and preach for the congregation?" At that time, I had a very good job in a large society. But one man in my society said, "Jean-Marie, come and look through the window. There are many people who would like to take your job in the office, but for to preach, nobody in the street are ready to preach." And I realize how much it's need. People are need to hear the gospel. And Suzanne and I return in Verviers because we were in Brussels, the capital in the society, or I work at, and I start to preach. At that time, a very, very small group, maybe 10 people, and these people are passed away today because it was in 1970. And we preach the gospel, and we are also very happy to preach for the young people. I don't speak about you, young people, but every Wednesday afternoon, young people don't go to school. And they go to school every Wednesday morning, and after they after their course, they come back in the church. Suzanne prepared Emile a lunch, and after the lunch, we start to they learn the Bible and teach the Bible between 2 and 4 hours. And for the 4 years, we do. And if I tell that, if because we don't lose any young people, because they receive the knowledge concerning the church, and we have a class every Sunday morning, but we fight. It's not enough because their parents work, and parents come back in the night for the supper. They look they watch the TV, and the young people are not so encouraged. But when they come in the church every Wednesday afternoon, they are so happy to learn the Bible. And when it's 4 o'clock, we had to say to the young people, okay, now you return in your home and you have your study, and it's necessary. But we have about 20 young people in Verviers, and 10 of these young people follow regularly the lesson of the Bible, and we study many books in the Bible deeply. Work in Africa is important. Work everywhere is important. But the work with our people, our young people in Verviers, is also very important. And each time that we are together, it's a joy in our heart. Also, there are many passages that we like, and also another passage in Romans 10. Let me Romans. I have one in Romans 15. Romans 10 first, verse 20. And Isaac is very bold and say, I was found by those who sought me not. I become manifest to those who did not ask for me. At that time, I don't look for the Bible. I don't look for the Lord. But when I met one missionary, when I received a Bible, I discovered the Lord. And another passage I will share with you. It's in Romans 15, verse 7. Wherefore, accept one another, just as Christ also accepted us to the glory of God. And we are the people of God, and we accept everyone, and we are very happy for people come in the church and heard for the Lord. I spoke maybe chiefly about African, but there are also groups from Madagascar. Madagascar, it's a big island, and we have a group from Madagascar. They are very spiritual also. And all together we praise the Lord. And also, once again, I would like to tell you thank you very much for your help. Thank you very much, because each month we receive a postcard with some words for encourage us. It's precious for us to receive encouragement. We are glad to receive support, but receive some word who say, we pray for your work and we pray for you. It's also something very important. And for these things, we would like to say a big thank you. And God bless you all. And God be with us. In Jesus' name, amen.